Boom. What is up, guys? Happy Thursday and hello. It's been a long time. It's been too long. There was times over the lockdown where I was like, I should do a podcast, but I was kind of really busy, super busy. And I suppose it was all so uncertain as well, that the aggressive sort of pushing the business type of things like this here were kind of just waylaid a little bit, because it was kind of like a little bit of a crisis management scenario where we were just trying to do whatever we could do to keep everybody happy and to keep everybody motivated and training and checking in on nutrition and whatever we could do. So yeah, it's good to be back. It's good to have a little chat and really just check in with anybody that wants to hear it about really the current situation, I suppose, and the differences between where we're at now and where we were at kind of March, April, May. I mean, this whole thing has just been crazy, right? Small business everywhere being decimated, and in all various types, like, I mean, gyms, pubs, everything, were just anything to do with people being there have just been really struggling and kind of closed down and open back up. And, you know, COVID has taken sort of control, but luckily for us, we had got open. We got out into the yard. We got open early enough, and that worked out really well. And then when we got back into the gym, we've had a pretty seamless transition since. It's been lumpy sometimes with different little changes and regulations and policies and all that type of stuff. But generally, we have a savage training environment, and everybody's really happy. During the lockdown period, I mean, let's track it back to the start. We closed kind of early. We missed our Paddy's Day workout. We did that on Zoom. And we had closed before that. I was watching everything, and I was watching worldwide, and I just knew this just wasn't going to get any better, and it looked like we were going to close. So we closed quite early. We weren't told to close. We opted to close, and that was just so hard. As a business owner, as somebody who was given everything to this community, this gym, this brand, everything, every last drop of energy that I have, it was devastating. And it was, you know, the day we wrapped up after the class, I remember just kind of coming in just to kind of give a quick debrief to everybody and just try and explain it as best I could. And I had some multivitamin shots, Vit-C, absorbent Vit-C. So we all toasted to Ronan and hoped to be back soon. And then everybody left, and I was just looking at the place going, like, it just kind of looked a bit more like a warehouse than it ever did to me. Like, it looked like the warehouse that it is. I couldn't even really see the equipment. I could just see a bit of a deserted four walls. And I was like, oh, man, this is not good. It was a sick feeling. And obviously, look, we all had our stresses. There was huge pressure, fear for our families. All of that stuff was going on elsewhere in my head. And it was going to go on the second I got home. But just at that moment in time, the gym and the business and the community, it was just all, that's all it was about at that time. So look, we survived it. We lost a few, we gained a few. We plugged on through the lockdown. We did our absolute best, foot to the floor all the way through. It was quite labor intensive, all the Zoom live classes, all of the calls, all everything, check-ins, trying to keep things going online, the various apps. There was a lot going on. Would be kind of jealous of people, friends, and we'd be talking about having like painted the fence and built a little wall down around the flowers, down all the little jobs that I just love to have got done, or would love to even get done now, but they just didn't happen. It was just too busy. It was all in. And that's because I wanted to save the business. I wanted to look after the community that's invested in us, keep them happy, keep them motivated to the best of our abilities through fitness, health. And, the people that stayed on board, more than happy, more than thankful, loads of amazing messages, emails, all that type of stuff. And, you know, it seemed to be a bit of an anchor for a lot of people to keep training and keep touching in on the Zooms. There was a lot of members, again, I mentioned by email recently, that didn't catch on the Zoom thing, didn't really do it, didn't really get with it, couldn't for the sitting room, this kitchen, whatever reason, they just couldn't do it. and kept paying, fully knowing that they weren't using the service really at all. But it was just an investment in the fact that when the gym opens up, that we'll actually still have a business to run. And we did. And it's all thanks to everybody that stayed on board, everybody that couldn't make things and pay it anyway. There was other gestures. People had upgraded their membership to unlimited when they had gone back to home to Zoom. Little things like that, really nice little gestures. So enough said about that dark Ronin time. We got open again, which was fantastic, amazing. We've been open since, and realistically, a lot of stuff happened in that period that I've been kind of like hoping for and waiting for and working for a long time. The partnership with Setanta College that you may have seen on some of my social media, that's something that I've been really kind of, I've been working on that, actively working on that for at least 3 years. I've got notes in my Evernote file of different ways to approach and what I can do for the college, or, you know, loads of different ideas. And I was just coming to them with different things. And I did a lot. That didn't just happen. There was a crazy amount of engagement to actually make this happen. And I kind of thought it wasn't going to happen, really, to be honest. And then after the lockdown, we got back into the swing of things and everything just kicked off. And I got a job as a tutor, and we're hosting the personal training diplomas here. This undergrad course is going to be coming in. It's amazing. We're linked up with the biggest education company in the country, and they're making waves around the world. And they're here in our little humble abode in Ronin. So I'm absolutely loving that. And then the NC Fit partner program came up, and that was something I had been keeping my eye on for a long time. I haven't de-affiliated from CrossFit. I've just repositioned the branding slightly so that now our main gym brand is Ronin Strength and Fitness. With that, we're also an NC Fit partner, NC Fit partner gym. We are a CrossFit affiliate, and we are partnered with Setanta College. So there's a couple of different partnerships and affiliations there, but essentially they are all part of what we do. They're all an essential part of what we do now and who we are. But, you know, the overall thing is, from experience and experimenting and lots of different mistakes and lots of stuff that went on throughout the years, we've come to a point in time that any particular brand name that kind of like gives you an idea of what we are based on other people's stuff, like CrossFit or something like that, it doesn't represent us correctly. You know, and there's a lot of people that have de-affiliated from CrossFit over the years, and you would come across content and it's a little bit like washing our hands with it, and I'm better because this and this was stupid and we shouldn't have done it. And look, I had my issues with CrossFit. There was loads of stuff going back years, like the stuff that they did and put out and the content, and I'd be emailing HQ and go, why are you giving out guns as prizes at the games? Why are you doing all, like, it just doesn't make sense for us in little Ireland being represented by this type of stuff. And look, again, there's no negativity. It's to recap my relationship with CrossFit, it's given me everything from opening the doors to where we are now at a low cost and very minimal engagement and sort of regulation for 10 years. So, you know, I couldn't be happier with it. I'm still a CrossFit affiliate, but being defined by something that's out of your control, it has been hard. And obviously the recent stuff that happened with the CEO, Greg Glassman, and the tweets, the George Floyd, there was lots of stuff and the stuff that went on in HQ and all that didn't help, but that wasn't actually the deciding factor for me. I didn't think Greg Glassman was a racist per se. I know there's lots of stuff that he has done over different stuff, building schools and different communities. I think he has done a lot of stuff. So I think it was really inappropriate and it was disgusting, carry on. And there's other stuff that I don't know about, obviously, in HQ that I don't really care to know about, to be honest. He's gone and there is a new CEO, which seems a lot more proactive, a lot more slick. And, you know, I think there's good things coming for CrossFit. Definitely is good things coming for CrossFit. And that's why I'm still a CrossFit affiliate. I'm affiliated to CrossFit and I will be. So with the NC Fit partnership, one of the big things that attracted me to NC Fit was Jason Kalipa, the original CrossFit Games champion way back when. Really, really active entrepreneur. Got some really high standards. Everything is about just pushing high standards, like professionalism, being a professional coach, doing the right thing because it's the right thing at the right time. It's all of these types of messages that come across that they make me raise my game. I get better, and I'm pushing everybody in here to get better. And, you know, in CrossFit or in any other affiliation I've had or any other relationship, there's been nothing really dragging me forward, nothing dragging me along. It's kind of just me making the motivation, which I have done. But now I'm in a group of people that are better than me, further on than me, way further on. I'm in a position with global companies and corporate links and NC Fit gyms all over the world, a type of place that I could only dream of being. And now that I'm part of it, I can kind of, as a partner, as an NC Fit partner, we're tapping into all of their resources. There's no holds barred. All of the manuals they use, they've created over years, stuff that as a really small business, small gym type of model like that, I just didn't have the resources or the time to prepare all this stuff. But now that I can use all of these things in the background, everything is going to just be way more systemized and way more slick. And, you know, in some ways you might not even see it as a member or when you join, it's just stuff that's happening in the background, but it's the stuff that when you walk into a business and you're the little thing in the back of your head goes, wow, you're just impressed that business or this business has all of this other stuff going on in the background that takes time. So super excited about getting involved with NC Fit. The first NC Fit partner in the country. That's pretty cool as well. I think there's 80 partner gyms now as of September 2020. And my prediction is hundreds to thousands within the first year from now, because when people start really seeing the value that they get for the fee, and also they'll see their buddies, their neighboring gyms, all of these, the people in their community that have opened up NC Fit affiliates, and they'll see them thriving, and there'll be no ambiguity as to what happened. It will be clear that when they got involved with NC Fit, they got better faster. So coming up on the 12-minute mark, again, today was just a little check-in to say hello, touch in on the lockdown, touch in on where I'm at now with the gym. But the gym, everything's full. All the classes are full. We've got spaces here and there, but we're super busy now and it's in high demand. Obviously, the classes are smaller, which is still quite demanding from a business perspective because we're putting out full effort, full staffing, all the hours in, all the cleaning cost. Everything is on the up while the membership numbers in the classes is on the down. So we're still... it's still a struggle, but we're making it happen. We've still got lots of room for more classes. We can get more bays into the gym, get more people. We can maybe look at some outdoor stuff while the indoor stuff's going on. There's room to keep going and keep growing. And as of September 2020, I'm more excited and I've got more hope for the future of Ronin than I have had ever. And that's a pretty cool thing to be able to say, you know. I think in some ways, a lot of the hard work that I was putting in, for whatever reason, it just wasn't coming to fruition. And now with a bit of luck and a bit of kind of this after pandemic fitness buzz as well, it has kind of come into fruition. And I think I'm happy to give people the opportunity to see how professional I am and see how aggressive I am in pushing things to make it better, to make it safe, to make it clean, to really raise the gym to a high standard. And what can I say? Really appreciate you guys listening in. And I will put together a little bit more of an organized episode of speaking to one of my members, awesome Julia. And we are going to talk about her PhD in artificial intelligence. So stay tuned for that for next week. Thanks a million, guys. Thanks for listening. Have a fantastic day.